This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So things are going so poorly for the White House that even NBC News can no longer ignore it. Vote for Biden! He's an adult! Not anymore. Here's the line for NBC. Quote, Biden is rattled by his sinking approval ratings. There are signs of managerial breakdowns at the White House. NBC also reports that Biden is furious that his aides keep walking back his demented comments. Quote, Biden was furious his remarks were being seen as unreliable. I wonder why, as he repeatedly declares war on various countries. And that's just the beginning. Politico, no publication has sucked up to Biden harder than Politico, but Politico is reporting that the Biden White House is awash in malignant white supremacy. Are you surprised? Not really, of course. Quote, at least 21 black staffers have left the Biden White House since late last year or are planning to leave soon. Now, sources blame the, quote, work environment, in other words, the racism of the Biden administration. So things have gotten very bad for Joe Biden, both public-facing and internally. What are they doing about it? Well, they broke glass in case of emergency and invited a Korean pop group to speak at the White House today. Watch.
Hi, we're BTS, and it is a great honor to be invited to the White House today to discuss the important issues of anti-Asian hate crimes, Asian inclusion, and diversity.
Yeah, so we got a Korean pop group to discuss anti-Asian hate crimes in the United States. Okay, good job, guys. As Noah Pollack points out, quote, the Biden administration is defending anti-Asian racial discrimination in university admissions in a case before the Supreme Court, in case you wanted to compare substance versus PR. It's not even very good PR. And this is not even the first time the Biden administration has done something like this. Last August, they invited a TikTok star to the White House because that'll make things better.
Hi, my name is Cooper, and this is a day in my life as a White House intern.
We did a joke. Hey, everyone. Hello. Hey, Jenny. I booked you a nail appointment, love.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to do that.
It's called initiative.
Hi, White House. This is Cooper. I don't think so.
Yep. They hate the country, trying to degrade it, and it's working. But the headline here is that the white supremacy in the Biden White House is so intense, 21 black staffers. Can there be more than 21 total? Not a huge staff at the White House. 21 black staffers have fled. Speaking of the new Jim Crow, Candace Owens is the founder of the charity Blexit. She's probably not surprised for this. She joins us tonight. Candace, are you surprised that the racism, the white supremacy at the White House is so intense that black staffers are fleeing for their lives?
I have to say I'm a little bit upset that I'm not involved in these strategy sessions at the White House. I just picture them all sitting around a table and just, quick, black people are waking up and they're not happy. Grab me an Asian and put him in front of the podium. We've got to shift here and shift gears completely on the PR strategy. I mean, this is actually what they're doing, right? Because black Americans, first and foremost, what's happening parallel to this is black Americans are waking up to the lie that was Black Lives Matter. So at the same time, you're having these black Americans that were quite literally just given these positions. They weren't meant to do anything. They never wanted them to actually do anything. They probably were underqualified for the positions that they even had. But the idea was, oh, look, we're getting on our knees, literally, if you're Nancy Pelosi, to the Black Lives Matter narrative, right? Remember, she did that notorious bow and got down on one knee. And we're going to do this and show you that we're going to hire a bunch of black people, but we don't actually care what they think. We just need them to sit there and be black. Now the black Americans in the White House are waking up and going, you know what, that's not okay with me. And they're frantically searching to drum up a new narrative of hate, and this one's going to be Asian American, Asian Lives Matter, quick grab me K-pop, and hopefully America's going to fall for this, when in reality we're focused on the gas prices, the inflation prices, and it's just an absolute complete joke.
Is there anything more destructive than white liberal guilt? It feels like it's hurt more people than nuclear weapons.
It really has. And people are starting to see that. Even Patrice Cullors, right? The person who started Black Lives Matter basically said, well, it's not my fault that you guys gave me your white guilty dollars and I lied about what I did with it and bought myself an entire real estate empire. And that's the truth. So it's not just Black Americans that need to have an awakening. It's white Americans. You know, you have to stop allowing people to manipulate you emotionally and tell you that you're a bad person just because you're born a certain color.
The internet and talk radio are on fire. With the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I pay the price. Hey, hell, I pay the price. Only to be left alone with my average life.
So we just did almost all the first hour on the EU, the UN, the Spanish government releasing documents going, hey, we're spraying pesticides in the jet fuel on you and your family. It's to stop COVID. What? It attacks and kills basically all life it comes in contact with. It builds up in your body and kills you slowly. What an incredible first hour. If you just tuned in, we'll archive it later to band.video, and your life, quite frankly, depends on you getting that information and getting it out. You know, we have lots of meat and potatoes stories here that will be really interesting and really informative at one level. Oh, Hunter Biden was searching for kiddie porn online. That's come out now in the documents. He's on the videos and the photos having sex with his niece. Oh, in the documents, he's sending his dad stuff. We already know that. Biden was put in as a puppet to take the blame for the Great Reset, and I hate Biden, and I hope he gets impeached, and I want him to be removed. But we need to say, get rid of your puppet, not, oh, Biden did all this. Now we have Democrat politicians blaming Biden. We have the Federal Reserve blaming Biden. We have, I told you this was coming. It's Biden. It's Biden. It's Biden. They put him in there because he was dumb enough to take the fall for all this. Not dumb enough. Senile enough. But where the rubber really meets the road, because it's more academic being sprayed with chemicals or being given a poison shot. But when you can't go to the grocery store and you can't get baby formula, and we learned that when Biden got in a year ago, they started shutting down baby formula manufacturers. And you ask, why are they doing it? Why have now over 70 food processing plants in the last 60, 70 days burned down? And you look at all the other policies to shut us down, all the other policies destroy us. They're destroying the industrial society. The Extinction Rebellion, you see all over the news, blocking highways and factories and bus stations and train stations. That's just their public PR arm. That's their grassroots astroturf that they pay for. So we've got some clips here, and then we'll get into the economy in general and the hyperinflation. J.P. Morgan's CEO says a hurricane's coming for the U.S. economy. Brace yourself. That's like a fox after he's already gone and eaten half the chickens one night, saying, hey, you know what? The rest of the chickens are about to get eaten. But here is the new White House press secretary. Talk about a political suicide mission. Talking about the baby formula. She says, we did everything we could from the moment that we learned of the recall. The recall they ordered. But it's bigger than that. It's the societal breakdown. It's not just one company. It's not just three. It's dozens. And then They say, well, someone called the White House. And she can't get her story straight with Biden, who says, yeah, we were called last year, but I wasn't told, says Biden. So let's just play clip 1 through 3 back to back.
We did everything that we can from the moment that we learned about the recall to work 24/7 to make sure that the production went up.
I guess that just doesn't address the question of why it was that the president didn't know when the manufacturers are saying that they knew as soon as the recalls happened, as soon as the plant was shut down, that this would be a very serious problem. Was there a breakdown in the process here? Did somebody fail to inform him?
Look, I have not spoken to the president. I know that he just said that a few moments ago. So I would have to talk to him about the April date. But what I can tell you is what he has seen, and this I know for certain, is that seeing the empty shelves is unacceptable. Seeing what families are going through is unacceptable. This is why we have been working 24/7 to make sure that we are using every lever at our disposal to deliver for the American people. That is what I know for sure that I can share with you at this moment, and that's how we're going to, you know, going to continue to move to make sure that we're doing everything that we can and beyond.
So this February 17th was the recall. February 18th, FDA issued instructions to states. Can we continue that through April? When did somebody call the White House to say, this is a problem, you guys may need to get involved?
So I could say that, again, the recall happened on the day one of the recall. We took action as a whole of government approach, right, with FDA, USDA, as I just laid out. And the president understands, again, he understands how difficult this is. He understands how challenging this is, and we have acknowledged that. He understands that this is the job of the president to be able to multitask, to get things done.
Okay. He understands. He understands he's carrying out the Great Reset, the transition, cutting off the power, cutting off the oil, cutting off the pipelines. He understands now, though we have a compilation of them denying this 6 months ago. We have a compilation of them saying inflation didn't exist, that inflation was good, and, well, now inflation is somebody else's fault. Let's continue.
When it comes to making sure that your child gets healthy food, and so that is what we've been doing.
When was someone called here at the White House to say this could be an issue that requires presidential involvement?
So I don't have the timeline on that. All I can tell you, as a whole of government approach, we have been working on this since the recall in February.
The independent regulatory agency, the FDA, the one that questions have been referred to in the past, is now being embraced as whole of government.
All right, we've been having some TrackCaster problems with these videos we pull in. We've got to check them before we play them. They've been doing that. But Biden went on to say, I don't think anyone anticipated, we'll put it in post, re-download it and give it to them. I don't think anyone anticipated the impact of the shutdown of Abbott facility that they ordered. So, again, why is this so important? Because it's part of their operation. It's part of what they're doing, training you not to have food, training you not to have water, training you not to have electricity, training you can't have a car, training you can't have air conditioning, training you don't have a job, training you that you're not essential. And then they sit there and act like they don't know why it's happening. Imagine being the idiots that sign on in the Biden administration, actually believing they're part of a winning team when they're the fall guys and the scapegoats for what the New World Order is doing. Thank God Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and all these senators get it now and are saying it's the UN, it's the WEF, it's the big corporations. They're the ones doing this to shut down society, to collapse it, to consolidate control, to then carry out their transhumanist operations. J.P. Morgan CEO says hurricane is coming for the U.S. economy. Brace yourself. Fuel and food inflation crisis all stem from globalist policies. Excellent article from Zero Hedge. J.P. sees oil rising 136 this month, depending on what China does. As major traders bet millions on crude explosion to $200 a barrel, all-time high. Oil, little change after OPEC agrees to boost output. Looming price hikes on food set to hit Americans even harder this fall. And then the UN put out a press release saying, oh, they have a solution to the global crisis. It's all Russia's fault, but it's worldwide inflation is the lion's share of it. Farm inflation, prices surge on chickens, eggs, wheat, corn, and milk. All by design. Government officials blame Biden for inflationary surge hurting most Americans. Because then he gets the blame, and the New World Order and the Davos group don't get the blame. They get to pose as the saviors. And I keep going back to that. They will continue to shut down civilization. They will continue to implode the borders. They will continue to carry out their operations as long as they're not getting the blame. Exposing who the enemy is, the type of attack we're under, that's critical to them stopping. It's a very simple equation. I want to take first-time callers specifically on the chemtrails, the geoengineering, what we covered last hour on that one topic, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Your phone calls are coming up on this and more. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is going on, or you can see the documents and their own statements for yourself and decide to not go along with it. But let's look at what's currently happening with the attempt to take over our bodies and our bodily autonomy, and to say the system owns our bodies, with a shot that isn't a vaccine, that was experimental, that was given waivers, that doesn't work in the way they say it does. Oh, it certainly works the other ways. Turn off your immune system ahead of the next attack. Pfizer asked FDA to authorize its COVID vaccine for children from 6 months to 4 years old, which will then give them liability protection from all the lawsuits. Report, Hunter Biden linked Ukraine biolabs worked with COVID-19 research 3 months before the pandemic began, a Kellen McGreen article. So incredible. And that's in the Wuhan lab documents as well, that months before they were calling it COVID-19 and they had it and it was genetically engineered. This is from the DOD. Absolutely bombshell. We can spend 4 hours on that alone. Another big report by Paul Joseph Watson. COVID restrictions are coming back. They're getting them all ready. They just gave you a respite to kill political will. And then they're going to bring it all back, ladies and gentlemen. And then I've got this clip. We're going to play next segment. Fauci openly admits Biden mask mandate is about preserving authority. Imagine that. Oh, we want the power to do this whenever we want. That's why we're bringing it back. In the same interview, he announced he's going to be stepping down soon because he's been politically destroyed and no longer useful for them. After he ran the AIDS operation, the HIV operation, and so much more. That's the start of the next segment. And then I will go to your phone calls. Greg, Tristan, Jacob, Toby, Dominique, Anthony, and others. Very important clip right there. Stop the spread by not having sex, says the UK. Of monkeypox is basically non-existence. Negative vaccine effectiveness. The fact checks were wrong. They weren't wrong. They lied on purpose last autumn, and they're even more wrong now, says the Daily Skeptic, laying out the actual statistics and numbers. Big interview yesterday. That's at Band.video that needs to be seen. If you missed it and shared. Economist whistleblower who predicted COVID tyranny breaks down how to fight the next lockdown. U.S. census data skewed in favor of Democrats rigging future elections. We've got more on that coming up as well. So when we see stories like crackhead MILF and incest porn, Hunter Biden search history revealed he texts his dad the Pornhub link to his profile. Yeah, that's red meat for everybody. But what does it do to stop nuclear war? You know, a lot of people are asking me, why aren't you covering the Johnny Depp verdict? Of course she lied. Of course the Anti-Civil Liberties Union was involved in it. Great for Johnny Depp, the anti-gun guy that said he hopes Trump's assassinated. Not against Johnny Depp. It's just that it's a diversion and a distraction from all the actual, real, serious things that are going on in this world and what the globalists have planned for us and our families. But when we look at the entire depopulation agenda that is unfolding, everybody makes a joke out of it. I want to play a few minutes from Bill Maher's last show, where he shows the statistics of 1% of people identified as homosexual in the 1940s, and now with children, it's approaching half in blue cities and controlled areas. What does that do? Because David Hogg famously made the joke, Jones is against gay frogs, wrong with gay frogs. Well, gay frogs don't have any more frogs, they die. So it's, why are the globalists doing this? Well, they're selling depopulation as a political movement and as something cool and fun so you don't notice why you're sterilized and why you can't have children. Plus, it won't matter because you don't want the responsibility of children or a future. You are just partying while the world burns. And so even Bill Maher a few weeks ago said, why is it Democrat areas are half transgender or half gay? Why is it in the red areas? Because it's political and it's children being targeted with a sexual agenda. So we'll play a few minutes of Bill Maher, go to break, come back, hit this Fauci clip, and go to your phone calls here today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
And finally, new rule, if something about the human race is changing at a previously unprecedented rate, we have to at least discuss it. Broken down over time, the LGBT population of America seems to be roughly doubling every generation. According to a recent Gallup poll, less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do, 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z. Which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054. And then who's going to buy this chair? I'm just saying that when things change this much, this fast, people are allowed to ask, what's up with that? All the babies are in the wrong bodies? Was there a mix-up at the plant, like with Captain Crunch's Oops All Berries? It wasn't that long ago when adults asked a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? They meant, what profession? In the wake of America about to lose abortion rights, the ACLU recently tweeted a list of those who would be disproportionately harmed by this. You would think women might top that list. No, wasn't even on the list. Second on the list was LGBT. Really? Abortion rights affects gay and trans people more than, you know, breeders? I'm happy for LGBT folks that we now live in an age where they can live their authentic lives openly. And we should always be mindful of respecting and protecting. But someone needs to say it. Not everything's about you. And it's okay to ask questions about something that's very new and involves children. The answer can't always be that anyone from a marginalized community is automatically right, trump card, mic drop, end of discussion. Because we're literally experimenting on children. Maybe that's why Sweden and Finland have stopped giving puberty blockers to kids. Because we just don't know much about the long-term effects. Although common sense should tell you that when you reverse the course of raging hormones, there's going to be problems. We do know it hinders the development of bone density, which is kind of important if you like having a skeleton. Fertility and the ability to have an orgasm seem also to be affected. This isn't just a lifestyle decision. It's medical.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins. at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here on the geoengineering. Last hour I covered it. UN, EU documents, Spanish documents admit they're spraying to stop COVID pesticides on you. Wow, what an announcement. We showed you video clips of the CIA director and others admitting it all. But I could play the whole 10-minute clip. We just played like 3 minutes of Bill Maher, where he's sitting there going, these puberty blockers hurt children. They make them sick. They stunt their growth. They kill their bones. They ruin their sexual future. They sterilize them. Why are we doing this? Well, it's the corporate world directing it all. And we have the documents. It's in the film Endgame. Promote homosexuality to depopulate. We don't hate somebody because of who they're attracted to or who they love if they're an adult. But we do see the agenda being pushed here. Here's a very powerful meme. Shows a C-130 full of coffins draped with American flags of dead servicemen and women coming home. This is, they get one day, Then it shows a bunch of men, big fat men dressed as clowns, calling them women. They get 1 month. Corporate-driven Pride Month relentlessly mocked with fabulous memes. But they don't care because they've got your children. Poll finds most Americans reject the idea of kids choosing preferred pronouns. They're not teaching them reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're teaching them to be part of the sex cult. U.S. Marines ridiculed. It's not a joke. It's not a spoof on Full Metal Jacket, Stanley Kubrick. U.S. Marines ridiculed over gay bullets tweet. We'll shoot you with the rainbow. Don't ask Mercedes-Benz what they were building from 1938 to 45. Ask Jack Posobiec, as they don't do the rainbow ads in the Middle East or other places, but just here. And, of course, Mercedes was building Panzer tanks for the Nazis. MSM race baiter claims fears over gun control are like resurgence of KKK. The KKK didn't want blacks people to be armed. The NRA was founded, ladies and gentlemen, to train Northerners and blacks how to own guns and how to shoot. Teammate of transgender swimmer Leah Thomas claims UPenn silenced intimidated female swimmers who brought up concerns. They even have the letters. So not just you have to accept a man competing against you, you got to shut your dirty pie hole, you evil Americans. And meanwhile, as the U.S. economy faces recession, they engineered the global elites push AI babies to cut down on world population, and it just gets more insane from there. Expert predicts AI tech children will solve population problem. You'll have a virtual child. Won't be as alive as your Kia pet or even your pet rock, but still, that's what it is. All right, let's go to this Fauci clip, saying the quiet part out loud that, oh, Biden's gone to the federal appeals court to reinstate the mask mandate on airplanes and other federal transportation like trains because it's about power. Here it is.
So, Doctor, at the same time, the Justice Department is pushing an appeals court to intervene on this ruling that lifts mask mandates and public transportation, mass transit, that sort of thing. What do you think of that?
Are you asking me what I think about the Justice Department appealing this court decision about pulling back?
Exactly.
You know, one of the issues, Neil, that I have articulated in the past, and I will in the future, it's less about mandates on the plane than it is about who has the right and the authority and the capability of making public health decisions. And I believe that the Department of Justice is operating on the principle that decisions that are public health decisions belong with the public health agency, in this case, the CDC. So it's more of a matter of principle of where the authority lies than it is about whether or not there's going to be a mandate on a plane or not.
But do you personally, Doc, I mean, when you travel and when you go around, do you prefer wearing a mask yourself? I know you've avoided public venues of large gatherings. I think the White House Correspondents' Dinner comes to mind. Do you still have those reservations, even now?
You know, I do. I mean, the CDC continues to recommend that when people fly, that they wear masks. Now, the mandate has been pulled back on the decision of the court, but that does not change
the
recommendation of the CDC.
He needs to be in a supermax prison, not on television. He engineered the virus with Bill Gates and Peter Daszak. He launched it on us. He blocked therapeutics. He put sick people in nursing homes. The man is a monster. Go ahead and kill that clip. I still hear Fauci, Mayor. Thanks. So, let's go to your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a caller from Wisconsin, Ken. Ken, thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Super. Man, I'm glad you got the subject of geoengineering going on here on your program. You know, I've been on this for a long, long time. I just want to throw a couple of numbers at you, if I may, here. You know, I've taken many samples of both rainwater and snow from up here in these parts in the northern tier and sent these samples off to non-government labs to have it analyzed. I've done aluminum, I've done barium, manganese, and other tests. And my latest from last year blew my mind. Now, I want to mentioned to you that there's a reporting limit, especially, say, for aluminum or barium. The reporting limit Anything over 100 parts per billion, I believe it's billion, I could be wrong, is to be reported. To whom is to be reported at EPA, I'm not sure. But I will tell you this, it never changes on the reporting limit, 100 parts per. Last year came, just on the aluminum results, 6,200. This is in our breathing column that we breathe. The barium is 2.5, never changes, always 2.5. Anything over that, to be reported. It was at 91 parts per. So this is in our air column, and we're breathing this, Alex. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that know about this. I've dug deep into it. I picked up a book not too long ago by Peter A. Kirby on Chemtrails Exposed, A New Manhattan Project. Plenty of information on that, too, Alex.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a lot of great books and stuff, but, I mean, it's admitted in the UN documents last hour. We show they're now putting pesticides in the spray. So the researchers always debate whether it exists or not. They do that as a way to keep us in a debate. It exists. Where is Congress? Where are the governors? We need to expose this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a taboo subject, and you could be assured there are plenty of folks in a position from senators to congressmen and women in Washington. They know this is going on. They do know what's going on because Dane Wigington and another friend of his had been out there at one time trying to run this all through them, and they just paid no attention to them whatsoever. They just closed their little doors behind them and not to be discussed or disclosed. It's a taboo subject, and climate change, yeah, it's real, but it's coming from overhead. It ain't coming from our cars and our motorcycles and our lawnmowers. That's a bunch of junk.
Beautifully said, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, for people that just tuned in, I spent the whole first hour on this showing documents and news clips and all of it, and it is admitted that they're spraying not just aluminum dioxide, barium salts, other things on us. They're spraying biocides. And they go, oh, it's to stop COVID. But there's no debate about it. Instead, they go, oh, it doesn't exist. But they do press releases how they're doing it. Then when we challenge it, they always make it a debate about whether it exists or not, not about is it right what they're doing. This is how they play the game. Like critical race theory a year ago, corporate media said it doesn't exist. It's not happening. And when folks exposed it was happening, they went, okay, here's the FBI. You can't criticize it. So they never have a face-to-face debate. They never respect you and actually engage you in discussion. They just deny it to your face while it's in all the public documents and they're doing it. Dominique and others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, Band.Video, a revolutionary act to share that URL and to share those videos and articles, Band.Video. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And it's you better brace yourself.
So they've engineered the collapse. They've done everything they could to do it. And now their head generals are telling you to be your savior, like when Bill Gates predicted the COVID situation. We're on back to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Dominique in Chicago on the chemtrails, the open announcements. What do you make of that, Dominique?
Yeah, hi, Alex. Long-time listener. I've been listening since the late 90s. Just wanted to make a few points here. My parents immigrated from Poland. My grandparents came here from Poland. I have videotapes from the 80s. Of me playing in my backyard, the sky's always been crystal clear, not a single chemtrail. Sometimes starting in the late 80s, 90s, they started spraying, right? Over here, they spray on a schedule. They start at 10:30 a.m., and they're always flying at a higher elevation. Now, if you take binoculars or a telescope, the planes that are spraying are unmarked planes, whereas the regular planes flying at a lower altitude, they're all commercial planes. So they're always spraying at a regular schedule, and they take days off. So the day before Memorial Day, the day before Labor Day, the day before New Year's Day, they don't spray. They have those days off. And then my last point is that I'm very sensitive to my surroundings, to the food I put in my body, to what I drink. Within hours of them spraying, I get really tired, and it happens to a lot of people. And I notice the days that people are tired and they're not feeling good, I look up, and lo and behold, they've been spraying since 10:30.
Well, so, I mean, let me say this, Dominique. You know, I've been on since the mid-1990s covering this. That before condensation trails didn't persist, and then they did. Almost no one I know fighting this goes, oh, here's a UN document, or here's the former head of the CIA, or here's the Spanish government admitting they're doing it. And so we always just, hey, I saw it. Hey, it's up there. And I understand you're observing that, but we need to codify what they're doing and show their own admissions when we debate this, because everybody I know just says, hey, this didn't used to happen. Now it happens. Kids growing up never knew it any different. So does that make sense what I'm saying? That we have the documents. It's not like we're trying to prove it's happening. They admit it's happening.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I mean, there needs to be government commissions and committees looking into this and contacting your local authorities and your local politicians and telling them to look at this and start asking questions. And one last thing that I wanted to mention is that there are Disney movie covers now of different Pixar movies where the background sky is showing the chemtrails digitally inserted into the actual graphic of the movies so that they can get all the youth and all the kids watching the Pixar and Disney movies to get them used to the chemtrails.
No, whereas, I agree. I agree, and I appreciate your call, Dominic. Here's what I'm getting at. We still have debates whether world government and the Great Reset exists. They're announcing they're going to collapse things. They're announcing you'll own nothing. They're announcing they're going to have a world ID. They're announcing they're taking your bodies over. And we just keep having debates about whether it exists or not because the corporate media says, hey, world government, hey, world ID, oh, but it doesn't exist. And so they keep us in this game. They keep us in this joke. And I'm trying to develop how do we have an open debate about this to say we know you're doing it, you admit you're doing it, now stop it. Toby in West Virginia. Welcome, Toby.
For having me. First off, I just want to say thank you to everything you do and the people there at InfoWars. Greatly appreciate it all. First off, in regards to the chemtrails, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd love to hear your take on it. I believe it's like a three-phase thing as to where they control pH of the food. They geoengineer seeds that are resilient against aluminum, and they control the food supply. Also wondering if they're going to work in a way to have it work with vaccines and other types of scenarios where they can control illness. What do you think about those ideas?
Well, they're not ideas. It's admitted that Monsanto 20 years ago came out. They're developing everything for aluminum-resistant seeds where nobody else can grow but them. Yeah, that's one phase of the operation. While they give us Alzheimer's and neurological disorders and while they attack us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So how do we, when it's all admitted, form a policy debate instead of debating whether it exists, say, here it is, you admit you're doing it, stop it. You even heard the CIA director go, well, people may look at the policy and get upset. That's why we got to keep it secret. But they admit the secret program's going on.
Yeah, very true. I mean, truthfully, it makes me think about who's running it, if it's going on all throughout the world, all over countries. Technically, they're declaring war, an active war on everybody because they're, like you're saying, they're trying to hurt all innocent people in certain areas. And if that's affecting the whole world, then obviously that's almost like a genocide-type approach. But technically, people would be held accountable to law based on that, I guess, notion. But as to figure out who's doing it, that's the main thing we need to figure out.
And again, we know who's doing it. It's a United Nations treaty carrying out this operation. They admit it's being done under the treaty, and we've covered the treaties. And it's going on. And so we're always at the level of debating whether it's happening or not while they simultaneously launch the operation. Thank you so much, Toby. Beautiful points. Anthony in Florida. Anthony, welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just want to let you know that the wife and I send prayers over for you and the crew every night. We support the store as much as we can.
Thank you.
And I'm over here in East Florida. And we got NASA over here and Space Force. And I'll tell you what, man, it was like middle of May. I was at work and I saw like white crystallized particles in the air one morning at work. And I was like, eh, it's probably just allergies. No big deal. The next day I got really sick. I haven't been that sick since I got COVID in February 2020.
Well, you know, the Pentagon was approached by Daszak and Gates in 2017 that said we're going to spray aerosolized nanotech virus crystals of COVID-19 on everybody. And that's mainline news. So, yeah, they're spraying you, brother.
Absolutely. This NASA, they definitely do weather manipulation down here. And I'm in my 30s. You know, I take my vitamin D gummies all the time, my X3. So I'm healthy. I work out 3 days a week. And I was like, man, if I was older, this would probably have killed me. And I work with an older gentleman. He hasn't been back to work. It's been 2 weeks. And
well, that's the plan. I mean, it's to kill the boomers.
Yeah, everybody's sick, man. And I think it was because I really believe in my heart. It's because they spray stuff here.
Well, sir, you don't need to believe in your heart. Did you see the first hour where I laid all the documents in the UN and the EU and the admissions of it?
Of course. I watch every day, Alex.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call, Anthony. Let's take more calls. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, good subject. Just wanted to call in. Everything's local, and you're right. We don't have to argue about whether it exists or not. For example, the Texas Agricultural Code, Title 9, Chapter 302, right here in Texas, Weather Modification and Control Grant Program. Also, the Texas Department of Licensing and Registration, believe it or not, is the control center. So if somebody wants to apply for a grant or do weather mods, they just have to go get a permit from the TDLR.
But you understand, so, Mike, and that's a key point to make, that weather mod is only one part. They are spraying biocide or anti-life chemicals on us in their own documents I showed last hour.
No, I completely get it. I've been on this topic for 13 or 14 years. I just, as a simple entry to get people off the fence, we can start with this and move into that. But what I'm saying is whether that we don't want to get it, but let's fight them where we know we can and then bring up the other documents as well. Maybe file a class action lawsuit. So it's the Texas Agricultural Code, Title 9, Chapter 302 in Texas, if we want to get started.
Where do you think this is going, where they simultaneously admit it exists, but then simultaneously deny it, so there's never a debate? How do we override that?
You know, it's unfortunate. Everything that they've done to us so far, as you well know, is incrementalism. And the more it's there every day, or the normalcy bias, we sit there and argue. I've had the same situation, you know, with family members as jets were going across the sky, creating an X and spreading and so forth. It's almost a Stockholm syndrome. So my point would be, let's start at a local level to get people involved and say, hey, look, there's no debate. Here's weather modification, okay? But it's expanded into this. Let's take that and rally around that, because people don't know what to do. We can all get upset, and we can raise awareness and all this awareness. We've got to take action, and my point is, if people could see it for themselves, even here locally in the state of Texas, and say, holy crap, that really does exist? They can do that? That may start something, and we may have a foundation.
No, I totally agree, because they are hitting us with the injections, the GMO, the chemtrails, all of it. Thank you so much, Mike. All right. More calls straight ahead. Hour number three. And a bunch of other critical news straight ahead. Incredible information. You got to tune into that first hour later when we rebroadcast. And once it's posted, a Bandout video, we lay it all out there. Hour number three, straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.